Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
So Malia's boyfriend, Tom, is fully on board as chef of the Wellington on Below Deck Med, which is not exactly the romantic visit she was looking forward to.
On the BravoTV.com exclusive Below Deck Med after show, the crew explained what happened when Tom entered the galley and what it was like to work with another couple.
Captain Sandy explained why Tom filling in as chef was a, quote, dream come true.
Emily explained why it was a nightmare.
Plus, Jess shared her true reaction to Rob's romantic scavenger hunt and the anticlimactic revelation that he had bought a ticket to Bali. What's next for their relationship?
Let's take a listen.
When Malia tells you, you know, my boyfriend is a chef, the timing is amazing, he's coming to visit, are you like...
No, I felt like God has come to my rescue.
Your resume to me is what I've always wanted. You worked your way up. You are a sous chef, formally trained. I know the captains that you work for. It's just incredible. I'm asking you, like, could you help me out?
Yeah, I'd certainly be happy to help out.
I know all the fans out there think it's a setup, but I thought, thank you, Lord. And this was not a setup. This was a true story. This is true. He was coming to see her. He's done with the season, flying to the UK. And then I ask him to be my chef. And he sees he's going to see his girlfriend. He said yes. But anyway, to be honest, like, Kiko did his job at the best of his ability, right? With the training that he has. So having that chef, it was like a dream come true.
Tom coming on board as chef was a nightmare. On like a selfish level, I wanted this to be about me becoming bosun. And I think Tom coming on board, it's now Malia and Tom. We're like, you know, a team.
Found some water. Here's a water for you.
No, I've got one. Okay. Thanks.
You know, that's tough. That's a whole nother dynamic you have to worry about. And it's obviously no secret that I've had, you know, relationships on the show before.
Wes, you and Adam both kissed me tonight.
And I know how it can kind of be really intense and how it can impact things.
Have fun with that. No, Hannah, if you have something to say, say it to my face.
You know, obviously my fears of how it could affect our relationship, because, you know, I love Below Deck, but it's not worth my relationship. Not with him, not with this one.
Well, Tom's first interaction meeting me, I was doing my back waxed by Bugsy. That's the first time me and him met.
Hey, man, nice to meet you.
Welcome to the deck, girl.
Shall I get in line?
Sorry, man, I'm out.
This is weird now.
Yeah, very weird.
I love Tom.
I thought Tom was awesome. Tom was just a normal f***ing dude. He was a good dude, and it makes sense because, like, we love Malia, so, like, I'm sure Malia probably has a good taste in guys. So, I mean, he was awesome.
I knew of him because my sister had worked with him, and she told me, oh, Tom's an amazing chef. But I remember Malia saying, oh, I don't know if he will do it, for one. And that was, like, a bit of a thing. It's, like, his decision to make. So if he's not going to do it, then, like, who else are we going to get? Are we going to have someone returning from other seasons? Like, oh my gosh, and I'm now going to have to maybe deal with Adam again, or like deal with Ben, who like I know on a personal level, but I've never worked with him. Or is it going to be one of us trying to cook food for the next shop? That I'm like, oh my gosh, I suck at cooking. I can make pasta and like scrambled eggs, but other than that, like
that didn't even cross my mind. Actually, I'm like, oh, just like anybody on the interior. You're just like, okay, who the hell is coming? Are they psycho? Also comparing it to like what Kiko was as a person, you know, he's just like this genuine, adorable, sweet, kind soul. So it's like, how do you kind of compete with that?
He is like a unicorn in the yachting industry. Like
he is a unicorn for sure.
I'm like, this is like not any chef that I have ever worked with, like at all.
Malia had told me that Kiko had a few rough nights, and so I was aware that he had been, you know, let go. It wasn't like truly shocking, but I still wasn't expecting Sandy to offer me a job at all. But yeah, it was cool, you know, because it meant that I get to work with Malia for a couple of weeks anyway.
Talk to me about just that first dinner service.
That first dinner,
you might want your lobster cooked more.
I know, mine's raw.
Is it?
Yeah, I can't. Like...
Mine is a bit raw too.
All the lobsters are raw.
Too raw? Okay. All of them.
So long as they weren't really unhappy, which, you know, they weren't exactly happy.
His first night on charter, the lobster tails get sent back. I felt so awkward bringing those back. I can remember the tension in the galley.
Sorry, they just passed these back and said they're too raw for their liking.
Too raw?
Yeah.
It's fully cooked, it's poached.
Can we like pan fry them or something? I'm sorry.
Nonsense. Poach it and then fry it.
Yeah.
In hell.
To be honest, I think in that moment, it hit Tom like I'm getting filmed. He's also not one to be in the limelight in the first place. So I think to see food come back and for him to think, oh, shoot, like this could go very negatively, I think was probably quite shocking.
No matter like if you are a calm chef, a happy chef, and absolutely like a tyrant of a chef, the minute your food...
Nobody wants their food sent back. Yeah.
It's a disaster. And it's like a crush to your ego because it's your art.
In hindsight, you know, you could go more conventional instead of like trying to get clever and slowly poach some lobster. You know, maybe just grilled lobster. You know, it's less offensive in a way, or it's less obscure anyway. It's not easy to work out somebody's taste completely, 8 different people rather, within a few hours. It's very difficult. Yeah, maybe I was trying to get too chefy too soon.
He's been in yachting for a long time. He has a very established career in yachting. So he didn't need to come do this. And honestly, I was just setting him up for failure. And that was terrifying for me.
And the oysters, we'll talk about that. I don't even know what that knife was. It was like some weird little IKEA butter knife. So I'm glad that I've still got all 10 fingers, really.
You know, if I mess up doing a line, no one's going to notice. Or if I don't blade the windows very well, no one's really going to notice. But, you know, if you're a head chef and no one likes your food, then people are going to notice. That hurts. It hurts when people say, you know, what you're doing and what you're passionate about isn't good enough.
So the crew organizes with Rob to surprise Jess that he has agreed to join you to go to Bali after the charter season. Is it almost out?
No. It should be, though, for this conversation.
Surprise for you.
Hi, babe.
Thank you.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh.
So I just thought, because you were asking me about Bali, I booked the same flight that you have.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I promise.
Well, she was saying that she wanted to go to Bali and she is going to Bali with her friends. And I was just like, you know what, I'll join, you know? Like, in the beginning, I was like just super nervous because it had been a while since I'd done anything romantic. And I remember going to the crew mess like, listen, please, can you help me? Like, I need help. And, you know, Bugs and Malia actually got into like super creative mode.
I think we should set it up on a Sunday, and then when there's a good moment, we should be like, Jess, can you?
I've got a good idea. Why don't I quickly write a few little clues to get it up to the Sunday?
Yeah, see, Bugs is doing it.
I thought this was just the most adorable thing. He was really vulnerable when he came to me to ask for help with this, because for a lot of guys, that could seem really awkward and embarrassing. He just owned it, and I remember him getting really excited about making something really special happen for Jess. We all got really excited about it. It became like the hype of our night.
Yeah, except for me, because in the beginning I was like, am I getting like the pink slip? Am I getting fired? Like, what the f-?
Jess?
Yeah?
Can you take this? I've got to go. Bye.
I'm nervous.
She's bloody turning her legs. I'm like, quickly! Go
to the bridge, you're in trouble. Make it quick on the double.
I just remember being like, what did I do now? What am I about to get yelled at for? What did I mess up or break? It was really cute. And I think I remember just going through like the clues and everything and everyone at their little stations. You know, it was really, really adorable. And it was really sweet how the whole crew came together and helped for that.
I was like kind of shaking. I was like, dude, like, I love that I'm being part of this moment right now.
What?
Clue number 5.
I was pretty stoked that they all came together and helped me, you know? But I was a bit disappointed at the end. It was kind of like a really...
It was awkward.
We were at the bottom of the stairs, and we were like, okay, wait until you hear Jess scream, and then we'll run up and like, kind of celebrate with them. She didn't scream.
Never screamed.
She was very calm.
I just thought, because you were asking me about Bali, I booked the same flight that you have.
Scott, really?
Mm-hmm.
You promise?
I promise, promise.
I felt like it was a bit of an anti-climax at the end, like in all honesty. Because I mean, like, gone.
It's like when you propose to someone and they're like, no.
Yeah, that's how it felt. I was literally like, oh, like, yay, like, kiss. And Jace was like, okay, cool. Dinner time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
So hard to keep it from you.
Why are you goodbye then?
No, so it was cute. Hard. You know, you have no idea. So
now let's drink that champagne.
Was it that bad? I can't wait to watch this because I know that that was how he felt, and I knew it kind of bummed him out.
Yeah, we were up on the sun deck, and I told her, and she was just like, okay, like, wow, cool, kind of like not really interested in it or whatever, you know, and it kind of hit me hard.
I think I was still trying to figure out him, you know? I think I was like, is this all for show? Is this really what he wanted to do? Did someone come up with this idea and he just went with it? Or was it what he really wanted to do? Like, it was just so many question marks that I felt vulnerable with him in the beginning of the relationship. And then just things would pop up and then I started to like close back off again. So when that moment happened, I had already asked him countless times if he was really going to come to Bali, and I was kind of getting the runaround for, I feel like, you know, a couple weeks. I think my lack of excitement was because I had asked him so many times, and I was starting to get to a point where I was getting upset, and I was getting really upset that I was like, look, at this point, you know what, just don't come, because if you're not going to tell me if you want to come or not, like, don't come. I'm trying to plan. So when that happened, I was like, is this real? I don't want to get excited if you're not really going. You said you were going to go for sure, 1,000%. And then now we're at a point where you're unsure again. And then now I have this surprise. So I felt like I was being yo-yoed around. And I don't know if that really gets, you know, can be seen or not. That's why I had a lack of excitement.
Yeah, and that now makes so much sense to me.
But the surprise was adorable. Thank you, Bugsy.
So, Jess, can you sleep standing up?
Hmm?
Can you sleep standing up?
Do I do that? Oh, my God. I don't know. I think I was trying to get sleep anywhere and however I could at that point.
What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Those are my favorite moments, honestly, as a producer when we're putting it together in post, because it's the nuance of, like, what's happening. It's like they were exhausted and they were down a stew. Like, they're emotionally exhausted, especially that point in the season. But it's like those moments when you're showing Jess sleeping, it's like she was spent. But, like, you know, there's other moments like, you know, season I forget what season it was, maybe season 2, when Bobby had knocked over the water bottle on Matt. It was like, those are the moments that are just like, they make me laugh so hard, or those funny bunk moments.
Do you reckon I could say, dick?
When a man shares his mangina with you, I know you're going to be friends for life.
It's like, I love those nuanced moments, and I know that our whole team does. I love that you caught that, because that's it's like, Josh notices them. Those are the things that make us excited as producers, because they just make us giggle.
Yeah, got to rest when you can.
I remember on my naps, on my break, even prior to that, I used to have a hard time falling asleep, but I literally remember being able to crash almost instantly from the second I hit my bed on my naps, like almost immediately. It's crazy. I was so exhausted.
You know, you guys were both so exhausted and Hannah was gone. You were a stew down. Bugsy, what was your mindset going into this charter?
I mean,
how scared were you, Bugsy?
Honest with you, I wasn't like scared, and I didn't want this to be, for me, the biggest thing for me was not like, oh great, Hannah's gone, I'm taking over this chief stew. That was like the last thing on my mind. I was just like, you know what, know how to do the job, like Jess and I need to get this done, like we need to soldier on through. I think it was just like that idea in my mind, like just to be positive about the situation rather than negative is what kind of like got me through, you know, doing it. And like, you know, Jess and we made it through.
I was just gonna say, I cannot remember one thing about that trip or who it was with. I cannot remember anything at all from that whole trip.
Right. yeah, it was like just go, go, go. And we just had to like do what we could when we could.
I slept walking through it all. How did I do?
You're trying and kind of failing to pull the slide in, and you ignore a direct order from Malia.
Oh no, yeah.
She's still too fat.
Let's just get the white cover and put it over here.
Do you want to re-roll it?
Yes. Malia, you can go east. We got this.
You guys can re-roll it, but I just asked you to put the white cover on and put it over here. So what's happening? Put the white cover on, put it over here.
I hear you, we're stubborn.
Yeah, with that slide, like it would have made more sense to just roll it up and keep it in a, you know, in a tightly wrapped way, like how it is intended to be, instead of just having it out and, you know, I'm just trying to come up with something here. I don't know how to answer
that. Oh man, that was funny.
You know what? Rob and Pete, I love them for like wanting to redo it and do it, you know, properly. But I think sometimes they often forgot there's a lot bigger picture than just the slide. Like to me, I didn't care about the slide. It needed to be done because there were minutes between like dinner and we had a tender trip. And, you know, there's so many other logistics happening. Rob and Pete and some people aren't privy to that. So they don't understand why I might be like, guys, I don't need the slide done right now. I need something else done. That was just one of those moments where I was like, just listen. I'm happy that they want to like do the job properly, but sometimes it's like, just do what I ask, please. It's when I call them f***s, isn't it?
Are you still in your mind about defying some direct order?
About you two f***s just doing that?
Yes.
Yeah, you know how much I appreciate that?
Did call them because they were acting like one.
Wear like a sailor.
I think my mouth probably comes from working on boats a little bit and growing up with brothers, but like, you know, I was just like, you f***s. Like, honestly, like I offended Rob, and you know, Rob's a pretty sensitive guy. And honestly, you know, like I didn't like Pete calling me sweetie, but I'd rather have someone be like, hey, f***, or like do this right. Like it's just one of those terms, but yeah, I know now not to use it with Rob.
I just reached my point. Like everyone has their boiling point and pushed me over the edge where I was just like, I'm done. Like, I don't want to take this. I don't like being disrespected. I'm not going to disrespect you, so don't disrespect me. There was a thing that I kept saying throughout the show. It was like, thanks for showing up. Like, we'd all show up and we'd all do our thing, right? Like, I knew that in my role, I would do little things and like the bigger boat mentality. And it was like all of those things add up. And I kind of just felt unseen. And then for her to say that, I was like, this now, I'm going to talk to you about this, calling me a...
Another interesting thing about the slide that people don't possibly realize is that the slide can't be in the water for the captain to maneuver. It's not just like this inflatable toy. It is like, you know, there's more to it than just that. Like, you know, you have to constantly think like what could get caught in the engines, what could stop maneuverability. Like that's why the slide, when the weather is really bad, the slide can't be put out. Because we need to be able to move quickly.
Listen, the slide is a bane of everybody's existence.
Yeah, slides are so annoying. Like anyone who's ever blown up a pool float, like the size of an adult, that can be annoying. And slides are gigantic and they're actually really, really heavy. They can, you know, defeat a team of deckhands, of experienced deckhands.
By the way, that slide gets really heavy when it gets in water. Like I've tried to like just pick it up on my, it's actually impossible. So kudos to them. They're amazing.
You know, Sandy and Malia know that slides are important. It's important to the charter guest experiences and they're paying a lot of money for this. But then for the deckhands, it's really annoying, tough work. And it's just something that you have to do in the industry. So it's like, I feel bad for both sides, for, you know, the supervisors and the people who have to do the work.
Rob, after you and Malia, you clash over the slide. Her words really seem to hurt you.
Are you still in your mind about defying direct order with the slide?
About you two just doing that?
Yes.
Yeah, you know how much I appreciate that?
Why was that so upsetting?
Remember when it comes to like say if someone from South Africa if just says something to you, like it wouldn't really affect you, but the fact she called you like you thought it was like very disrespectful. Like when I hear that,
I went down and I challenged her in the crew mess.
Can I ask what's going on right now? Because you seem very angry towards me, and I don't appreciate that.
No, you can ask. You and Pete blatantly ignored what I asked you to do, and I'm not fond of it.
I understand, but the thinking was, like, we could do this really quickly. It's not going to, like, take a lot of time.
It wasn't very quickly. It's now 9 o'clock. Am I not allowed to be angry about that right now? You guys are angry all the time.
Yeah, but I didn't appreciate being called a f***er. Like, I did not appreciate that.
Well,
and I'm not holding on to that.
Then.
I'm like, speaking to you as a professional individual.
And, you know, watching it in the control room, I was like, oh, my God, what is Sandy going to chime in? What is she going to do? Like, how is she going to react? And listen, I don't know if Rob did it intentionally or if he was just so hurt that he just, like, had to say it in that moment. But I was actually surprised that Sandy just kind of let Malia handle it and just watched. And, like, that's the one thing. It's like if somebody says Sandy's a micromanager, it's like, no, she actually lets her crew handle their stuff until she has to actually chime in.
I don't know what happened, but if someone says do it this way, And if you say, hey, may I make a suggestion, that's different. But when you're completely insubordinate in front of other people, it's so disrespectful.
Captain Sandy was like, this is insubordination or something like that. And I was like, that's far from it. She was in a space where I'm coming down a little bit heated, having a conversation, calling Malia out for calling me a fucker. Like, you have no idea. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm simply asking why. And I want to get to the bottom of this. And let's just not let this happen again. Like, don't be so quick to assume. That doesn't bother me either. Like, I don't care who you are. I get you're a captain or whatever, but don't just assume. Yeah, you don't know what the f*** is going on.
Like, that's not cool. I'm going to leave you two alone.
Maybe. Rob, do you have something to say?
No, I don't have anything else to say, thanks.
We're human beings. There's a point where you have to recognize you're going to get nothing until this guy gets rest. There's no reasoning right now with Rob. There's no reasoning. He's past that point. He wants to win. The slide's winning. He's not listening to Malia. And at that point, that's where leadership needs to step in and say, why don't you get some rest? Not reprimand him. And then as a leader, you step up and get the people who are capable of listening at that point to help you. And that's where Malia will learn and hone her leadership skills.
I think Captain Sandy probably related a little bit. Like, I think she wishes she could probably call us some names sometimes. But with my leadership style, you know, whatever I have to say to the guys, if I can't say it in front of Captain Sandy, then, you know, I should be willing to get whatever criticism she's going to throw my way if I'm willing to say it to them, I guess, you know.
Malia, as a leader, you know, it's she's got a lot of strong personalities that she has to deal with on the deck team. And I think that what makes a good leader is being able to manage their personalities. I mean, Pete had a very strong personality. Rob had Rob was sensitive. You know, Alex was goofy. It's like, how do you make everybody kind of coexist and be able to get, you know, play to everyone's strength? And so, and in that moment, Malia handled it. And I mean, listen, it is what it is. And she never called him again. And he wasn't insubordinate about the slide again. So I guess everybody wins. I don't think I would have called anybody a f***, but I think we would probably make different choices next time too.
Alex, we see you and Jess turning over cabins, but we see, yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about when she hit me with the dildo?
So do you guys leave like these clothes and stuff?
Okay, listen, pull this off gently.
What, the deck or the... Just cut the shit.
So we find it in this, this guy was hysterical. This, like, I think it was the older uncle or grandfather, whatever he was. He just brought his sex toys with his young girlfriend, like, and it was hysterical. So we were down to Stu. So I'm helping out Jess with interior. I'm doing tearing downs, turn offs, whatever you call them. And we're making the beds. We find this f***ing dildo. And what does she do? She f***ing whacks me over the head with it. This f***ing baby arm, like dick-sized dildo. I'm like, hey, that's a f***ing dickhead right there. And hey. But dude, but like it was, yeah, the thing was massive.
Whatever people are into, you know what I mean? Like, that's terrifying.
No, I was like horrified.
Well, can you take that sea cucumber back to his room?
That is some sea cucumber.
Wait, you found it before I found it?
I don't know.
Like, I just remember beating Alex up with it.
No, what happened? Jace found it, and then she did turn downs, and I think either she left it there or they redid it. And I came to
we propped it up, we tucked it in for bed.
And I came to check on Jace's turn downs to make sure that like everything was good. And I saw this in the room and I was just like, what? And I thought, there is no way, like, has Jace just like done this turn down and found this and just like I didn't know what was going on. I'm not crazy.
You're like, is this how she's been doing turn downs all along?
I did.
I mean, how do you put on like a good face during a situation like that?
I mean, do you know what? Like, I feel like horrified for my parents to watch back something. Like, oh my gosh. But you know what? If you don't, I feel like the guests think they're hilarious a lot of the times when they're really not. And I feel like that is like, honestly, about 80% of what makes up our job. It's like you've got the 20% of like service and cleaning and making sure everything runs. And 80% is like entertaining the guests who think they're really funny but aren't.
When I met her, she said my real name was Tatiana, but I changed it to Carmen. I said, why'd you change it to Carmen? She says, because I love cars and men. I was like, oh.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah, and then she asked me my name, and I said, I'm BJ Golf.
Because you like BJs and golf?
I just changed my name.
And on that note,
you know, like, you just have to adapt to all these different personalities. And actually, you end up feeling more awkward if you don't find them funny. Because they're like...
Yeah, if you don't, then you just feel like a total ass.
Yeah, you feel like... So, like, you have to be like... And, like, sometimes I watch back, like, me, like, acting for these guests, and I think, oh, you're so cringeworthy. But, like, if you weren't doing that, you would feel even more cringeworthy. You know what I mean?
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.